Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. Today's topic hits close to home, something we all struggle with. Prioritizing self-care. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty, juggling a million things, and your mental health is taking a backseat? You know that feeling when your brain feels foggy, your motivation's gone MIA, and even the simplest tasks feel overwhelming? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential for both your mental well-being and productivity. Think about it like this. You wouldn't run your car on empty, right? You need fuel to keep going, and our minds are no different. When we neglect self-care, we're essentially running our brains on fumes, leading to burnout, decreased focus, and a whole host of other issues. But here's the good news. Prioritizing self-care isn't about grand gestures or complicated routines. It's about making small, intentional choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you supercharge your self-care game and unlock a whole new level of productivity. First up, identify your non-negotiables. What are the activities that truly recharge you? It could be reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, listening to music, anything that brings you joy and helps you de-stress. Once you know what these essentials are, schedule them into your week like any other important appointment. Treat them as sacred time that's non-negotiable no matter how busy you get. Next, move your body. I'm not talking about grueling workouts or marathon training sessions unless that's your thing. Even a short walk, some light stretching, or dancing to your favorite tunes can make a world of difference in boosting your mood, energy levels, and focus. Find something you enjoy and make it a regular part of your routine. Remember, movement isn't just about physical health, it's also incredibly good for mental clarity and stress management. Thirdly, prioritize sleep. This one might seem obvious, but how often do we sacrifice sleep for that extra hour of work or screen time? Sleep deprivation can wreak havoc on your mood, concentration, and overall well-being. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine, maybe a warm bath, some calming music, or reading to signal to your body that it's time to wind down. Fourth, fuel your body with nourishing foods. Think whole grains, fruits, vegetables, lean protein, the kind of stuff that gives you sustained energy and keeps your brain firing on all cylinders. Avoid processed foods, sugary drinks, and excessive caffeine, which can lead to energy crashes and mood swings. Remember, what you eat directly impacts how you feel, both physically and mentally. Finally, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours on end, though that can be great too. It's simply about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a few deep breaths throughout the day, savor your meals, engage in activities that bring you joy. These small moments of mindfulness can make a big difference in reducing stress and promoting a sense of calm. Now let me share a real-world example. Remember that feeling when you're drowning in deadlines, emails, and to-do lists? It's easy to get caught up in a whirlwind and forget about taking care of yourself. I know this all too well. A few weeks ago, I was facing a major project deadline and I was starting to feel completely overwhelmed. I was skipping meals, burning the midnight oil, and my energy levels were plummeting. Then I remembered this key takeaway. Identify your non-negotiables. So, I carved out 30 minutes each day for a walk in the park, even if it meant leaving work a little later. And guess what? That short burst of fresh air and sunshine made all the difference. My mood lifted, my focus improved, and I felt more energized to tackle my tasks. It was a simple act of self-care that had a huge impact on my productivity and overall well-being. So, remember, prioritizing self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. By making small, intentional choices each day, you can recharge your batteries, boost your productivity, and live a happier, healthier life. Now go out there and crush those goals while taking care of yourself along the way. Share this episode with a friend who needs to hear this message. Leave a review if it resonated with you. And join me tomorrow for another fired up hack to conquer procrastination. Keep pushing forward, amazing people.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.